And you're with Annie on Solidarity Breakfast, and we've got Brendan McCleary on the line. G'day, Brendan. Hello. How are you?
Hey, I'm very good, thank you. How are you?
I'm good. Very exciting, this Photo 2024, part of Midsummer Festival. Tell us all about what's going on, because we see it, all these great billboards all over the city at the moment.
Yeah, absolutely. So Photo 2024 actually is its own festival that takes place first on the 24th of March. But what we did this year as well is we actually did a collaboration with Midsummer called Queer Photo that we opened up a bit earlier. So we opened it up with the Midsummer date, 27th of January, and it's still running through to those March dates. And that's all across the western suburbs, Footscray, Newport and Werribee. But then as you said, and as you've now probably seen, the city itself has also now come alive with over 100 exhibitions across Melbourne and Victoria as part of Photo 2024.
Isn't it a fabulous idea? I mean, I ride along and I suddenly lift my head up and find these fabulous images.
Yeah, it's a really beautiful project in the way that we kind of work with the fabric of the city and transform parks and streets into these kind of epic galleries in a way, and do it in a way that kind of, there's people that see it that are deliberately seeking out the work, but then also a large number of the audiences are people that just kind of come across the pieces as they come. Like on the side of Fed Square at the moment, we've got an epic 20-metre installation by Nan Golden, the American artist, of her parents on their 50th wedding anniversary. And there's just this beautiful, tender moment of care and love between them, kind of blown up huge on the side of a building.
It's lovely, isn't it? But let's get to Queer Photo, which is one of the things that's interesting about this is that it's over in the West.
Yeah, so Queer Photo is across seven locations of Footscray, Newport and Werribee. We're working with Footscray Art Centre, Trocadero Project, Substation, the Outside Gallery, Werribee Train Station, Werribee Park Mansion has a beautiful epic installation as well, and the Windermark Gallery.
Yeah, yeah. It's, and there's a couple, I mean, we should focus on the fact that there's a couple of events that are on actually today as well as tomorrow. But then it's got other things happening right up till the 24th of March. But you've got international photographers have come. These are really important people, aren't they?
Yeah, that's correct. So we've worked with local and international artists. So I always think it's good to have a mix of the two. And as you've said, some of the internationals are actually flying in this weekend. One of those is Clifford Prince King, who's a queer black photographer from America. He's based in New York. But he's done a whole beautiful series of work based from when he was living in LA in the suburb of Orange Grove. And he's coming out. He's landing today, actually, and he's doing a talk tomorrow, a Q&A, and a film screening of his work at the Footscray Art Centre.
Yeah. Kiss of Life. That's at 1 p.m. tomorrow. Gosh, he must be a limber chap to fly in today and then be able to perform tomorrow.
Yeah, I think that's why we did a 1 o'clock, not a morning one.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Fascinating stuff. And that actually is, he's documenting intimate relationships in everyday settings. That's what he's particularly interested in. And he actually is, it's around a collaboration with a couple who are living with HIV.
Yeah, and that's also part of his journey and story as well. The work that I mentioned, Orange Grove, is the photographic series that we're showing at Footscray as well. That was started back in 2018, which was also the year that Clifford himself was diagnosed with HIV. And that is a body of work that looks at the house that he was living in and the community that he had around him when he was living in LA, looking at the way in which intimacy is like intrinsically a collaboration, and looking at this really beautiful warm lens and kind of tender touch in the way that he captures people and the environment around him, and looking in the ways in which they create their own sense of care and becoming as well.
Yeah, it's very human.
Yeah, stunning work. And one of the things I like with Clifford's work as well that he speaks on is a lot of the images he kind of doesn't show you the face of the person because he wants people to be able to see themselves in the image. as well.
Yeah, that's really
interesting. And he speaks really nicely as well on the way that he makes work that he wished he could see when he was growing up. So looking at the way that he's kind of shaping the vision for the next generation beyond him.
Yeah, and that's part of this whole experience is to be a sharing for people who are photographers as well. It's that goes on to one of your panels, which is people sharing their experiences of working in the industry.
Yeah, there's been a series of, I think, about 33 events that have been put together to coincide with the exhibition. And it's just a really nice way of connecting in with the artists in the show, but then also other artists alongside, and to like create a deeper conversation as well.
Yeah, it's for the public, but it's also for industry professionals.
Yeah,
so it's great. Returning to what's going on tomorrow, that's the 3rd of March at 12 p.m. If you're not going to the 1 p.m, or maybe you've got a car and you can go to the 12 p.m. and then go to the 1 p.m, but at Wyndham Art Gallery, you've got something going on there. It's a really interesting idea of having artists walk through their works and then talking with people. What a lovely idea.
Yeah, the Wyndham Art Gallery has an incredible show by Sunil Gupta called The New Pre-Raphaelites. And Sunil is also actually here with us at the moment as well. If you don't know his work, he's like an incredible kind of established queer photographer. That work itself, looking at Indian people that were penalised due to some ridiculous colonial law that banned homosexuality, made it illegal, and it wasn't overturned until about 2018 or something. And so Sunil was kind of reclaimed the pre-Raphaelite style of painting in a photographic sense and done this amazing portrait series with those people. It's kind of the new pre-Raphaelites. And like I said, yes, Sunil will also be here and doing a tour of his exhibition and doing a walkthrough. We also have the Werribee Mansion that I mentioned. Carla Dickens, who's a Wiradjuri woman, has done a series of work called To See or Not To See, and it's this kind of self-portrait series that's going all the way up the path towards the mansion, and so she'll go for a walkthrough with people and show them that as well.
It's very, you're the curator, so you're a curator. This is a very amusing and creative methodology that's being applied here.
Yeah, it's a fun way of like mixing between galleries and outdoor spaces, and I think trying to take art into unexpected places and to kind of bring new audiences into that as well. I think one of the other really important things about the project is that whilst I'm the curator, so I look after a lot of the outdoor work, we work really closely with partner galleries and exhibitions. There's no way that I could look after 17 artists myself a bit much. So there's Footscray Art Centre, Substation, Trocadero Projects, the Art Transpace in Footscray, and Wyndham Art Gallery all came on board really excited and really put in a massive effort and have curated these incredible shows to go alongside as well.
Now that you bring up a practical element to this, these are all outside. A lot of this stuff is outside. How do you caretake all the beautiful works that are out? And
yeah, they've all been designed and engineered to be outdoor works in a practical way. They've all got an anti-graffiti laminate on them and they all just get wiped off.
That's fantastic. And, of course, if you think about it, you've also supplied a huge amount of work for people who have technically put all this stuff together.
Yeah. It's a nice team working behind it. I think as well, like just practically, I think people respect the work because it's beautiful artworks in the street. So, you know, people give it the respect it deserves in that sense.
Oh, I think so too. I've noticed that too. I think it's a surprise, like a beautiful surprise for people as they walk through the streets. I think people are really happy they're there.
Yeah, and I think one of those ones I'm really happy with as well with Queer Photo actually is Footscray Art Centre. They've got such a real, quite a large number of works there, and it's got just this real good like sense of like a festival vibe to the centre as well.
Yeah, I think so too. I've been down there and it's down by the river, so it's quite beautiful. And if people wanted a nice thing to do on an afternoon, having a stroll down that way is a great pleasure, I'll have to say.
Yeah, and those works down by the river, there's Daniel Jack Lyons, who's an American artist, who's done a work called Like a River, that is he made with a queer and Indigenous youth organisation in the Amazon rainforest. And he was really excited that this work is now being presented down by a river, being called Like a River, and it's got this real nice connection to the location. And Daniel's also actually going to be here in a couple of weeks. That series is originally a photo book, and he's going to be doing some talks and workshops on photo book making.
And also he's doing a talk on 11 a.m. Saturday, 16th of March, at the Footscray Community Arts Centre. And he's going to talk about how he, this is really fascinating, that he was working with trans and queer communities living in the Amazon and explores Indigenous traditions and modern identity politics. I mean, this is so fantastic. What a concept.
Yeah, it's a really interesting project, and it's one Daniel was actually invited by the organisation to come down to Casa do Rio. That's the name of the organisation he worked with, and he was first really conscious of just being an outsider coming in and just like taking photos and leaving. That wasn't really an approach he wanted to do, so he made sure that he actually stayed in the community for a long period of time and has actually become good friends with a lot of the people in the project, and worked very closely with participants and the subjects in the images to make sure that what is getting made is something that they feel self-determined and how they want to be represented as well. There's a really beautiful work in there of a young woman named Samira, who's like a leading youth Indigenous activist in Brazil. It's just this like gorgeous work of her, and then alongside is a trans activist fact that's done this beautiful kind of pose in the river, I suppose. It's really nice body work.
It's lovely stuff. Lovely stuff. And the other one will end up, because, you know, you could talk about this forever. This is a fabulous project you've been working on. But how to preserve your queer history with the Australian Queer Archive. What a lovely idea.
Yeah, I think that's a talk that we're doing with the Australian Queer Archive. And it's one that I think it's really nice to think about, is looking at the way in which what we make now, what we do now, helps create the archives of tomorrow as well. There's another artist, not in Queer Photo, but in Photo 2024, Jay Davies, is an artist that's also in the festival, doing an exhibition at James Macon Gallery. And I really like their practice for this as well, is that a lot of the work that they do, they just take thousands of photos, is just documenting and creating the archive of Queer Melbourne, essentially.
Oh, it's fantastic. That's on at 1 p.m. Sunday, 17th of March at the substation. Now, I know that people need to, they're free. This is the other thing. It's all free, but they have to actually make sure that they make a booking so that they don't miss out.
Yeah, so everything is free, but just so, you know, you understand the sense of numbers, good for people to book in. And if people do want to book in, it's just, you can either go to photo.org.au or for the events, it's midsummer.org.au/queerphoto.
Thank you very much for talking to us this morning, Brendan.
No worries. Have a lovely Saturday.